cozy standard accommodation for your convenience. The Chief Mushili Hall seats up to 300 with tailored meeting rooms and executive spaces. And Fatmore's Consensi provides affordable comfort, 12 cozy rooms with easy access to key attractions. Choose Fatmore's for prime locations, elegant rooms, and matched hospitality and superior conference facilities. Exceptional catering, wining, and dining. Whether it's business, leisure, or a special occasion, every stay feels like home. For reservations, call Lusaka 0955-291-548 or 0968-058-226. Ndola 0955-680-306 or 0765-982-723. Fatmore's Hotel, your retreat for privacy and tranquility.
In six different flavors: fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Headlines at 12 hours. Government to complete stalled works at 7 public universities this year. Citizens urged to elect leaders with proven track records ahead of August elections. And Trump withdraws Canada's invite to Board of Peace.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the main news this afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Government says it will this year complete construction works that have stalled at 7 public universities across the country. Speaking to Hot FM News, Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kelvin Mambwe, said funds to complete the stalled projects are available. Dr. Mambwe said government will not commence construction of any new institutions before completing all outstanding works at existing ones. He named the institutions whose construction works will be concluded as Paul Mushindo University, the University of Zambia, Palavana University, the Copperbelt University, Mulungushi University, Chalimbana University, and Kwame Nkrumah University.
So the priority for now has been to complete infrastructure that has stalled in the existing universities. And this is the directive that the president gave us, that can we focus on completing what we started or was started by the previous regime, to ensure that we do not start a new project before completing a project that we started earlier. So we are focusing on completing Paul Mushindo University in Muchinga, and the works are ongoing. We are focusing on completing stalled works at University of Zambia, Palavana University, Chalimbana University, Mulungushi University, Copperbelt University, as well as Bruma University.
Muntu Party President Stephen Nyirenda has urged citizens to elect a president with a proven track record as the country heads towards the general elections scheduled for August 13, 2026. Speaking on the Muntu Akambe program on Hot FM, Mr. Nyirenda has warned that electing leaders without a track record could lead to poor governance and mismanagement of the country. He has added that the PF should not be allowed to return to government, alleging that the party would continue to loot national resources. Mr. Nyirenda has further urged citizens not to glorify thieves, but instead focus on electing credible and trustworthy leaders.
There's a problem with us Africans, not only Zambia. It is in Africa where you know somebody was stolen from you, you go and clap for him. We want to clap hands for thieves. People who have stolen medicine from us, people who have stolen mines from us, people who have stolen agricultural products from us, people who have literally made us suffer, and you clap for them, and even today you say they are popular, they should come back. No. No way. It's not only PF who can run this country. No. There are a lot of people outside there.
Government has expressed concern over child online abuse, exploitation, fake news, and exposure to sexual abuse materials in the digital space. Speaking at the National Child Online Protection Strategy Children's Conference, Ministry of Community Development and Social Services Chief Child Development Officer Paul Samboko said the government remains committed to safeguarding the welfare of all children. Mr. Samboko has added that government has enacted laws to protect children's rights and continues to raise awareness on the importance of these rights. Meanwhile, Joining Forces Alliance Board Chairperson Antoinette Ngoma said that despite the benefits of artificial intelligence and technology, children face significant risks of online abuse. And UNICEF Acting Deputy Representative Tinkani Musonda has described child online protection as urgent, revealing that Childline Lifeline Zambia recorded over 7,000 cases of online abuse in 2024. MISA Zambia Chairperson Lorraine Chisanga says the notification early warning system will play a key role in promoting media safety, freedom, and development in the country. Speaking at the opening of a training session on the system, Mrs. Chisanga said the initiative is designed to strengthen the capacity of journalists and media institutions to report violations of media freedom in real time, ensuring swift and effective responses. She has explained that the review of the early warning system aims to address the rising cases of media freedom violations in Zambia by improving early detection, enhancing rapid response mechanisms, and fostering better coordination among media rights advocates. Mrs. Chisanga has added that MISA Zambia has been conducting systematic media monitoring across the country, documenting violations of media freedom and freedom of expression through the notification early warning system.
The primary objective of the early news system review is to enhance the capacity of media practitioners and institutions to report media freedom violations in real time and to ensure that such reports are responded to promptly and effectively. Ultimately, this review seeks to address the growing incidence of media freedom violations in Zambia by strengthening early detection mechanisms, improving rapid response, and enhancing coordinating advocates' reports.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, government says communities living in areas covered by mining licenses, as well as those likely to be affected by mining activities, are being engaged and informed about the implications of such operations. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta said these engagements are intended to ensure communities understand their rights and the legal procedures involved, particularly in cases where relocation may be required. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Kabeta has stressed that government does not permit the relocation or displacement of people in mining areas.